He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I think we can just roll from here, and I'll cut it out.
Cut it out.
A little Dave Coulier.
Was that
action.
Coulier?
Of course it was Coulier. What do you think it was, Stamos?
Coulier's the man. Are we going to pretend to start over?
Yeah. No.
Fuck it.
We'll cut out a little bit of that.
We'll dive right in. You're never going to find a good spot to cut out.
Sure I am.
All right.
The Dave Coulier part.
Cut it out. So, Big Dog, what's happening?
Man, big day tomorrow. Finally getting the AC replaced tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
That's been an ordeal for you.
Yeah, it's been a week with no AC.
Yeah.
And I got to say, it doesn't seem like you're a fan of AC in this house either.
So, quick update. The minute you walked in the house, the AC shit out again.
So, is it the...
It just won't kick on. It's the capacitor, I think.
It's the capacitor.
The capacitor's fucking fried.
It's, yeah, you fry the capacitor.
You got a wicked fucking shitty AC.
Yeah, so it goes tomorrow. But I got that... So after they denied my claim, I called my AC people.
You claim to be straight?
No, never.
Oh, sorry.
They came out, my AC company came out and was like, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
was it ridiculous? Is that what you're going to
say? Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. And they basically said, nah, fuck that. So I called the warranty people and I said, listen, they're saying no. So I said, we're going to send a third party out.
Yeah.
And whatever they say, we'll use that.
Third input. You're getting a third input into this.
So the guy came out today. I'm like, listen, this is what they were telling me. I made sure to wear my work shirt and stuff. I'm like, listen, this is ridiculous. And he's like, yeah, I agree. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So they're going to cover it, but they're only covering a part of it. They're not covering the whole thing just because my warranty doesn't cover the whole replacement.
Whoa.
American Are you Joey Home Shield? Now?
Whoa.
It is an old Republic. Old Republic.
You're not going to get a new AC out of us.
No.
Nice try. Kavanaugh.
Old Republic.
Oh.
Yeah. So, tomorrow I'm getting it replaced.
Bummer.
So,
send them by my place.
It seems like we're going to need it.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking?
You need that portable AC unit?
Just, no. Now I am.
Yeah. You can have it back tomorrow, Big Doug.
I was thinking just today, the father-in-law bought a new part and was itching to put it in. He got it like 2 weeks ago and didn't do anything about it. So I got sick him on that thing.
Yeah, man. He'll have it done by lunchtime tomorrow.
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. The check time, though.
Right around Christmas, yeah. That thing will be installed. And I won't be able to check until next year when I realize it doesn't work.
Yeah, shit. But hey, then you get a whole year out of it.
Hey,
weather's changing right now, so it'll be beautiful.
Shit's free.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
I don't know what he paid for it, but I didn't pay him a dime.
That's right.
Cheap prick. Him.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a pretty good weekend. We had family photos done on Saturday, which you made fun of me for some reason.
100%.
Yeah.
So weak.
Listen.
Have you ever heard of a selfie stick? You... Fucking maniac.
Have you, if people have seen your Christmas cards, let's all, do stupid things.
Christmas cards are the balls. People love them.
One person loved them.
Love them.
And then yesterday was my daughter's birthday. So we went to a pumpkin patch.
Ooh.
Yeah. You were invited.
Yep.
You and your family, but you opted out.
Good. And by the way, we had time.
Yeah.
We just didn't bother showing
up. Nope.
Did we RSVP?
You RSVP'd, no.
Okay, so, cool. Yeah. Well, at least we did that.
Yeah, good people. Yeah.
In my defense, this thing was like in Arkansas. It's about 15 fucking hours
temple.
Away.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea why I went that far, but it was a good time.
I barely drove to your house.
Yeah, I know.
It's 30 minutes away.
So kids had a blast. They slept all the way home. And then got a call from my mother. And brother and sister were all FaceTiming at the same time, because they live at home with my mother.
Yeah.
So they got off easy. My other sister, godmother to my daughter.
Wait.
The older one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The oldest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My age.
Yep.
Used to kick the shit out of me in your driveway.
You deserved it.
Yep.
No phone call.
No.
No. So I waited. My father, no phone call.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were going to tell me like terrible fucking news.
It is. No. So I wrote to my sister, your niece just threw away her world's best godmother mug into the trash. And then she writes back, oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I thought it was on the 10th or some bullshit. And I said, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. You know, she goes, well, what does she want? I said, well, if you thought it was on the 9th or 10th, it's the fucking 7th. So yeah. You obviously had no forethought in sending anything.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. So I said, what she really wants is for her fucking godmother to know when her birthday is and to reach out on her birthday.
Can I just pause right here?
And then she said, I promise I'll call tomorrow, which is today.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting out in the car in front of your house going, my daughter made a new world's best godmother mug. And then she threw that one in the trash today too, cause you didn't call.
I just want to let you know that right now, my brother, is doing backflips right now because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I have kids. I don't have any idea. I think actually one of his kids' birthdays was last week and I think I was way late.
Yeah.
Way late.
You're a piece of shit too.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with your sister actually. I'm not with you.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you were going to have anything in common with the Michael? Michael Shakes?
No. No, I am. Except for, I guess, our big fatness, which apparently we have in common nowadays.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Mike.
Yeah. Boy, that certainly killed a text conversation we were having. Holy cow. We had a text conversation going, my brother, Dennis and I, and it was going on for about, 5-6 minutes until I said, why don't you guys start arguing over who's more obese? And then boom, nothing.
Yeah.
Dead crickets. Silence. Yeah. I actually called you the next day and apologized.
Yeah, like a loser.
Yep. And my brother. Apologized to him, too.
Yeah. I responded right away and said, no, he can take the title. It's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. Then dead silence. Crickets.
You guys are so fucking sensitive.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
ACL, baby. What? Austin City Limits Music Festival.
I saw your picture with Greta Van Fleet.
Yep, Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, so I immediately Googled Greta Van Fleet. It was like, that piece of shit. Yeah.
So, shout out to 14 Finches, 14finches.com. I was wearing a 14 Finches t-shirt both days to ACL that I went this weekend.
So, same shirt both days.
Different shirts.
Barbell Barella, though, I went right?
Yeah.
Same, okay.
Yeah. We found a friend, and so I was like, Michelle, just take a picture, because they don't know who this is. Take a picture. I'm going to say this is like an artist, and she's super interested in 14 Finches.
Yeah.
I don't know if it worked. It did. Greta Van Fleet's like a band full of dudes.
Full of guys, yeah. Yeah. It's like Jet.
Yeah.
They sing like Jet.
Oh.
Or The Darkness.
Yeah.
I believe in a thing called love.
What?
Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
The
Darkness, yeah.
That's a band.
Yeah.
They
sing just like that.
Anyway, I thought it was funny if I took a picture with just a woman and said, it's Greta Van Fleet, and she's super interested in 14 Finches and wants the business, and it wasn't really her.
No.
So anyway, Austin City Limits Music Festival, for those of you who don't live in Austin, spread over 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Most of it is the same lineup. They change some things in and out. Your boy Childish Gambino was supposed to headline Sunday.
He tapped out. Yep.
Totally tapped out.
Just like Conor McGregor, he tapped out.
Tapped out big time. That's 2 tap outs this weekend.
Yeah.
So next weekend, he was so late, the replacement, they couldn't find one for this weekend. So they shuffled around. The Arctic Monkeys were the Sunday headliners. Exactly.
Couldn't name one song.
Garbage. Don't want to name one song. Next week, Sunday lineup, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Couldn't name one song.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
You can't either.
Oh, the Birdman.
That's all you know.
Yeah. No, he's part of that Atlanta crew. And one of the guys' names is the Birdman. Oh, and the Birdman.
Don't just say he's part of the Atlanta crew.
He's part of an Atlanta crew, I said. Anyway, Lil Wayne, we babysit a dog whose name is Millie. And Lil Wayne has a song called Millionaire. And the track goes, the background is just, I'm Millie, I'm Millie, I'm Millie, I'm Millie.
Sounds terrible.
It's pretty fucking great. So I play that song for the kids whenever Millie comes over. Anyway, so Friday night headliner, Paul McCartney. And guess what? I did not go. Gave up the wristband. No.
Who'd you give it to?
No interest. Mother-in-law. She loved it. Yeah. Apparently she disappeared for like an hour.
After?
No, during.
Oh, really?
But he did have a break in the middle, so who knows what happened.
Oh, I know what happened.
Yeah, me too.
Just knuckles deep listening to Let It Be.
She was... She was pumped to go. Paul's her favorite, from what I understand. So she had a good time. That was cool. Went with her daughter, my wife. And then Saturday, Metallica, headliner on Saturday night.
How were they?
Fucking awesome.
Really?
Best AC. I've been going to ACL since 2006.
Yeah.
Best ACL.
Just for them?
Yep. Best ACL there. So we took the kids too. Rocking out.
Yeah. I was just hoping that your wife would fall ill so I could get a phone call, but that didn't happen.
That you would get the call up?
Yeah. I was like, come on, it can happen.
You're coming to the big show.
Yeah.
We're going ACL.
Yep. Didn't happen.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all
good. No food poisoning, no nothing.
Yeah.
So that was a blast. He loved it up until, let's see, it was an 8 o'clock, about 9:30. He lasted, and then after that, he was like, I don't even fucking carry me. Just put me in a chair.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Yeah. But he was pumped. Yep. I was more pumped.
Good though, right?
I'm like, pretty sure I was like jamming out with another one of the dads from school.
Yeah.
And we were looking at each other's faces.
Just started kissing.
I swear to God, we touched lips. And I was okay with it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. We were pumped. I think it was gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got fuel and fire.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me Yeah. It was awesome. They were so good. And then Sunday I was taking it easy.
Pretty sure the song is called Fuel, but it's cool.
Is it gasoline or fuel?
Fuel. Give me fuel. Give me fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not called gasoline?
No.
Could we do corrections on that?
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because I could be wrong too.
You probably are.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we went for a longer time. So we brought the kids on Saturday. They have Austin Kitty Limits. So we hung out there for a little bit.
See Lisa Loeb?
No.
Oh. You say my career's taking a downturn. I don't care what you say. She's still super fucking pretty.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't see her, so I can't
she
verify that.
She talks so all the time, though.
Does she?
Yeah.
She just talks all the time?
She talks so all the time.
What does that mean?
You say, I talk so all the time.
So I did not catch that at all. No, I was like, she does like close. Valley Girl talk? I'm not even sure what
like,
she's talking
so,
about.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God. Sunday was a long-ass day. I got a little bit a lot banged up.
Yeah.
And today was a little
feeling
bit
the
of a
repercussions.
Today was a safety day. The safety dance of safety days. I tell you what. ACL. I'll tell you what's in.
Tell me.
Winners from ACL. My penis. The place was just crazy.
It's packed to the gills.
What's in? No bras.
Yeah.
What's also in, which could also be out, butt cheeks. Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Bottom and, butt cheeks.
And it's here's the sign that you know you're old, because I just saw these girls walking around. I was like, look at these girls. What are their parents thinking? I mean, these are stunningly good-looking chicks, and I mean,
yeah,
it's in the bank, but at the time, I felt...
I see myself doing the same thing. Like, I look, and then I see the face, and I'm like, ooh, she's too young for me.
Yeah, well, that's because you pick up your kids from preschool. When you see butts hanging out of diapers, you are a creep.
I am.
An absolute creep.
You know, hey, I likes what I likes. Yeah.
Any port in a storm. it was a good time. Total good time.
That's good, man. I wish this was, I think, the first one we've missed since we've been here. We might have missed one other, but.
I remember.
Usually we win. My wife's company is, you know, just. She would get her name picked every time to get tickets. So.
She isn't work there anymore, though.
No.
So, that was a big one.
That was. I got it, though.
Did you?
Yep.
Holy cow. The best ACL memory ever was your wife, shit-faced, on a Friday at like 5 o'clock watching LL Cool J and her saying, he looks just like Dennis, doesn't he? And she was dead serious.
Yeah. I think she meant from the waist down.
My favorite. Yeah. It's my favorite thing ever. I was like, holy shit. Cause I just showed up, not a drink, not a drop in me. And I was like, holy Christ.
Yeah.
She's out of her fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I also thought, good luck, Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't think you can handle what's coming at you tonight.
I don't need luck. I'm like LL Cool J.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies love Cool D.
LL.
Cool D?
LL Little D. fuck, what was I going to say? Yeah, I just lost track of my thoughts.
Something profound.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see, what other bands did you see? Anything noteworthy?
Honestly, nothing remarkable.
Do you see Highly Suspect?
No.
Oh, man, you missed
out. Are they a band?
They're a band. They're from Cape Cod.
Really?
Yeah, and they're fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
What time they play, like 2?
I think they were earlier on. No, they were one of the later ones. Yeah, they were one of the later ones.
I'm going to have to check that out. I didn't know
Just get their album.
Yeah, or no.
No, no, I mean, You have fucking Pandora, have fucking right?
Turntable over here.
You have Pandora.
Just get their album.
Get their record.
You get their tape.
Yeah, no.
Cassette.
They're actually a good band.
Highly Suspect. So we saw Shaky Graves, who's a local guy.
Yeah, he has one song I like.
He got weird.
Yeah.
What would you think Shaky Graves, his type of music is?
I would say bluesy singer-songwriter.
Yep. Not anymore. Psychedelic like a motherfucker. I don't know what was going on. Yeah. And this was yesterday. I saw him about, I think it was 7 to 8. And I was
night. Yeah.
I was in a bad way.
Maybe it was just you.
It was a bad way.
Yeah.
No. I turned to my buddy and was like, did you think he sings this shit or is this just me? Of course, I think he was in the same bad way that I was, which is a good way, but a bad way. Arctic Monkeys, they sucked balls.
Yeah.
The Deftones. Some of the Deftones. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Deftones are pretty good.
That's the thing about ACL. There's like one or two bands that you're like, oh, yeah, they were good. The rest are like, meh.
It's hit or miss because there are years like last year we just floated around and we saw all kinds of good stuff. Foo Fighters were there last year too. Was it last year?
I think so because I wanted... No.
No was, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I think Foo Fighters were the year before. It was the year Grace was born, and Grace was born during ACL.
She came out right as Dave
was
going on stage with his boot.
As soon as Dave went in, she came out.
Exactly.
Because I was going to go, but then I couldn't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Thanks Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think, was last year.
Yeah.
No, Radiohead? Thanks. Maybe it was Radiohead.
Yeah.
Radiohead might have been Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then we bailed. Right. And then as we were walking out, they played here. And I was like, I'm pissed off right now at the person who wanted me to leave.
Yeah.
I may or may not have married her.
Well, begrudgingly.
No, at the time it was, there was no grudge.
Oh.
There was no grudge.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. It sounds like a fun weekend.
It was a really fun weekend.
So is it next weekend too?
Yeah, it's next weekend too. Oh, forgot to mention. Yeah. So speaking of lineups, met this lovely couple, Jeff and Jamie.
Ooh.
Just happened to stumble upon them when I first walked in on Sunday.
Okay.
Jamie had a hula hoop. She came running over to Jeff, who was lying on the ground in front of me, sprawled out, just out cold. I thought he was out cold. I started chatting up Jamie. Jeff perks right up.
Of course. You're talking to his woman.
Hey, what's going on? She's got a hula hoop. She's got like fishnet stockings and like super tight, volleyball shorts.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Okay.
Also about 280.
Yeah.
So, just an interesting gal. So I said, you got a marijuana shirt on there, huh? That's awesome. It was like an M. It said marijuana underneath instead of McDonald's. It was cool. And she said, Oh yeah. I said, what are we getting into these days? You know, she was going to see an electronica band. That's how it started.
Okay.
I'm leaving to go see an electronica band. I was like, oh, so what are we getting into? What kind of stuff are we jamming on? We jamming on some mescaline. And Jeff pops up and says, you have mescaline? No, Jeff.
Calm down, Jeff.
I don't have mescaline. And I was like, well, what's going on here? If you're going to see electronica, you guys look like you get down. And she was like, oh yeah. Weed, coke, LSD. And I was like, really? The ears just perk up immediately. Yeah. Like, I gotta know. Yeah. I gotta know. So how do we, you know, weed, coke, LSD. So you probably just did the weed. Coke will be like, you know, 5 or 6. And then LSD is like 8 when you really want it. She's like, no, no. We woke up. We had, she basically said, no, we already had the LSD. What, wake and bake. A little bit of coke around 10 to pick it up a little bit. Yeah. And then right as you're walking in the door, you throw, it wasn't a full tab. It was a quarter tab. Oh. So that's what I'm hearing. So their lineup went weed, coke, LSD by 2:30 in the afternoon.
Mescaline.
And they were looking for mescaline. They didn't have any shrooms.
Yeah.
They had shrooms.
Did you get a line on shrooms? Cause didn't you want to do?
I did not get a line. Not from these guys. Cause they're from North Carolina. Now I also learned that they work for a nonprofit. I don't know where they get all this money for fucking coke and LSD and shit, but needless to say, I don't believe any of their stories.
Okay.
They've been to like 9 music festivals since March. They're doing this whole tour. Jeff, who looks 24, told me that he was in the FDNY on...
9/11?
Yep. Okay. Absolutely he was. He was a probie. It was EMT or something like that. I was just like, you guys are fucking out of your minds. I love it.
Did you throw out the podcast to them or what?
I did. I said, this is so dumb. You got to listen to this on the ride home. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
totally, man. No, they've got no brain cells.
They were like, what was that, the frog show? Pretty sure that's what he said.
Yeah. The frog show. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my head. Let's change it up.
It's called the Frog Show.
Frog Show. 14
Finches. Are you on that? We need a new logo.
Yeah.
The Frog Show. I love it. So, yeah. So it was, that place is great to meet just flat out fucking interesting cats.
Do you know what else is an awesome festival in Austin? Is Eeyore's birthday to see that kind of shit.
Yeah, but it's, you're right, but these people are not nearly as attractive as the ACL.
Oh,
crowd.
No.
No. And they are boobs out.
Yeah, but not
good. Eeyore's Festival, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Eeyore's birthday party, right?
Yeah.
And that's a celebration every year on Eeyore's birthday. I don't know how they figured out it was Eeyore's birthday. Did you ever figure that out?
Nope.
Me neither. That's a pretty good time. Have you been?
Yeah, there's like people dressed up as like fucking...
like furries?
Okay, I want to circle back to furries, but
yeah.
There's people dressed up as like wizards and warlocks and fucking, what are those half horse, half people called?
Centaurs.
Are you
serious? Stuff.
Yeah, it's bananas. People playing Quidditch. It's fucking amazing.
We should do a live podcast from there. We should totally do a live one.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to record podcasts? Because if you do, hit us up.
We just need a power source of some sort, right?
Yeah, we can go battery.
Man, we should see if we can set up a booth.
Solar. Yes.
Yeah, set up a booth. See if they can have power at the booth and just do a live podcast. Boom.
I want to say it's more difficult than that. If you just hey, let's set up a booth.
I don't think it is.
I'm thinking 2x4s immediately in my head. I don't know how you're going to get power there, but.
They probably just have strips of electrical cords running down.
Who's they?
The
hippies who set this all up?
Yeah. Because they have beer tents and shit.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was just a gathering of juggalos.
No. Oh, man. If there was a juggalo gathering.
Same bands that play there, right?
No. They just have like drum circles and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Man, you haven't been in a while, huh?
No, I have never been.
Oh, you've never been?
I've never been. I know it's all hippies with like patchouli oil and you know, saggy boobs hanging out.
Yeah. Like painted boobs and like, wizards, Quidditch, fucking wizards. Centaurs. It's awesome.
Wizards. I love it.
Circling back to furries, I was in a job trailer this morning.
Yeah.
And my buddy Lamps.
Lamps.
Yeah, Lamps.
Shout out Lamps. Is he a podcast listener?
He is, yeah.
Super fan.
He is.
Lamps.
Lamps.
I'll change that light bulb.
Went to a kid's birthday party, a 1-year-old's birthday party, and there was another guy. He's a new hire. His name is Chris, I think, or Mike or some shit. I don't remember. Mike, I think. But they were both in the trailer with me. Lance got roped into dressing as Elmo.
Hey!
Yeah. He said the guy goes, the grandfather of the birthday boy says, hey, you have the body type for this. You should be Elmo. He's like, I don't know what that means, but okay. So he put on the suit and I go, oh, that guy wanted to fuck you. Is he a furry? He goes, what's a furry? And then I look at the other guy, I go, you know what a furry is, right? And he goes, no, I have no idea. Neither of them knew what a fucking furry was.
What?
So I had to break it down what a furry was. And I was in disbelief.
How do you not know what a furry is?
Two guys in their 30s don't know what a furry is.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, he did after he got butt-effed, I'm assuming.
I said.
By his father-in-law.
That's what I said. I said, was there a man dressed as a squirrel just rubbing up on you? Then you are a furry now.
That is not part of the show. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, we went really long talking about our weekends.
Those are good weekends, that's why.
Yeah.
Super good weekends.
Yeah. What else did you do this weekend?
I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it, so.
Did you see any movies?
No. I did start watching Black Panther.
African American Panther. Fucking racist.
Sorry, shit. Can you cut that out?
No. No, everyone needs to know.
Come on. This is bullshit.
I've seen it. I've seen it, by the way.
So,
Wakanda forever.
I saw the first half. I'm ready to give you my analysis. I'm going to summarize it like this.
Shoot.
Movie sucks. The movie sucks. And I've only seen 45 minutes of it.
Okay.
So boring. So slow. Visually, it's fucking incredible. It's unbelievable. Okay. I like the visuals. I like all the costumes. I like all that shit. The movie itself bored the fucking shit out of me. I'm only watching it because the boys want to watch it.
What part did you get to?
The part where he battles the guy from the other tribe. And they try to throw each other off of a waterfall.
That's like not 45 minutes into the movie.
It felt like 45 minutes.
That's at least in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, Jesus. Please tell me.
Yeah.
Please tell me that's not right.
Yeah.
I was begging that thing to be over.
Oh, man. You missed out on all the good parts where the lady with the bald head kicks ass.
Oh, wait a second. If you can't reach out and touch me within 20 minutes of that, you know what I mean? Like the first 5 minutes, that's how they do it. I will say... The Avengers movies in general, I fucking hate them. I think they're boring as fuck all. The only one, like the Captain America one where he was fighting Toby. What's his name? The guy with the middle arm?
Kunta Kinte?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Toby. Toby.
The guy with the Buddy. Is his name Bucky?
Bucky. Bucky Barnes. Yeah. The Winter Soldier. Yeah.
That one was okay.
Yeah, the worst. The Captain America movies sucked my balls.
That one was okay.
All right, the Iron Man movies are the best.
The Iron Man movies were good.
Yeah, especially the first one.
First one was awesome.
Nerd out this podcast.
I like the dark. I like the dark. Yeah, let's totally do it.
You like
let's
the dark meat?
Let's go fucking deep. I love the dark meat, by the way.
Apparently not.
Logan.
Yeah, great movie.
Great movie. Old Man Logan's a great, great comic book series. Yeah. For all you ladies who definitely don't want to sleep with me, here's a great segment for you.
I read comic books.
This is going to underscore your...
you didn't like the Avengers movies?
Not even one of them.
Huh. Well, you'll love...
It's just too jumping around.
Did you watch the last one?
No.
Huh.
I didn't watch any of them.
Well...
No, I watched part of one of them. Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk.
You didn't see Thor Ragnarok?
I fucking hate Thor.
They changed him.
I hate any superhero from out of space.
The Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine because
they're all from out of space.
But they don't have...
No, you got to watch Thor Ragnarok. They changed him completely. It's fucking hilarious and it's good.
Can I finish?
No.
God damn it. Guardians of the Galaxy is fine because it's not a bunch of superheroes who have every power in the universe, like fucking Thor or Superman. I hate Superman. I think Batman's a puss. I don't like DC Comics either. I'm totally Marvel. I'm all Marvel, except for the Avengers, which I think is ridiculous. Okay. I don't like Dream Teams. I didn't think the Dream Team, the basketball team, was any good, and I don't think the Avengers is any good.
Next week,
yeah,
movie review of Thor Ragnarok, because it's on Netflix. Movie review Thor Ragnarok. Your kids will love it. You'll like it. I'm telling you. I promise. Just give it a shot.
All right, begrudgingly, I will. So okay. Circling back around.
First of all, the one of the opening scenes is fucking hilarious, and you'll love it because you'll see. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you see it.
Is this the one with Josh Brolin in it?
No.
Oh. Which one is that?
That's Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, I won't see that one either.
That's fine.
But Josh Brolin beat up Diane Lane, and he's a jerk.
In real life?
I think he slugged her. Yeah, they were married. I think he absolutely slugged her. By the way, fact check the shit out of that thing, please.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly certain that he slugged her.
Damn.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
She is. I agree.
I meant Josh Brolin. So go ahead. What did you think of Black Panther?
It was okay. I didn't think it was as great as everyone claimed it was. Yeah. But it was good.
I don't think.
It's not as good as Thor Ragnarok. Tell you that right now.
Yeah, that thing is rolling off your tongue, that Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
That is tough to say. So who's Ragnarok?
Is it
a relation to Fraggle Rock?
Let's nerd this thing down.
Yeah, go for
Ragnarok
it.
Is the destruction of Asgard.
It's their
Armageddon. It's called Ragnarok.
But
boom.
But Asgard is the Norse version of like heaven, is it not?
Yeah, it's where Thor's from.
Oh, he's from heaven?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, man, he looks like it. That fucking
Helmsworth.
The Helmsworth.
Son of a bitch.
Ugh, yum. I mean,
what?
What?
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, dude. Nah.
Get your hand off my knee.
That's not my hand. No,
that thing is really sweaty.
It's grippy, too. What the hell?
It's got nails on it. This is really disturbing me. Oh, man.
Jokes.
Good times.
We got jokes.
Are we rolling into jokes?
Might as well.
All right.
So we got a couple topics.
How many do you have?
No, no, no.
All right.
No, we have a couple topics.
Why don't you set this up?
So we did take one topic from a listener.
Okay. Which one was that?
Mick. 747 Mick. It's my dude that I play a game with.
Your boy?
My boy, right. Mick. Shout out to Mick. He said male jewelry.
Male jewelry.
Yeah. And then the other one you threw out, which was breastfeeding in public.
Yes. I saw that I was going to take a nap at work. We have these breastfeeding rooms, so I just locked myself in there. It's all kind of, and I was just like, here we go. Breastfeeding. Yeah. Breastfeeding in public. I love it because it was a picture of like three ladies.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that. Yeah. It's like a pamphlet. Yeah.
Pamphlet.
Pamphlets are awesome.
I read it.
That's I read cool. it.
I was looking for, you know, maybe a nip slip.
Something to jacket to.
Exactly. Poor sleep room. All right. How many do you have?
For male jewelry, I have four. And I did start watching that Norm Macdonald show that you told me to. So some of these are Norm Macdonald-esque.
All right.
Yeah.
You have four?
Four.
I have six. Should I go first?
You go first.
All right. I have one good one. I'll let you decide.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll let you decide. All right. My wife bought us tickets to the musical Hamilton in Broadway for our anniversary. We're supposed to get all dressed up for the occasion. And I know exactly what I'm going to wear. A noose. Kill me.
Yeah, I get it. It's supposed to be a terrific show, by the way.
I only do original cast.
There are two types of men who wear jewelry. The douchebags with gold chains and bracelets. You know, the eye ties, Goombas. And the hipsters with leather bracelets and ear gauges. Both are not cool in my book. That's Norm Macdonald-esque. Stupid.
Wow. That's more like me.
Yeah, I know.
Me-esque. That's terrible.
I think you're rubbing off on me in a weird way.
Sorry about that. I'll get you a moist towelette. I saw a guy with a diamond stud in his left ear yesterday, and I couldn't remember if it was the earring in the left ear meant you were gay or the right ear. So I just ejaculated in both to make sure. Got to cover all your bases.
It's true. You know what they say about guys with ear gauges? They always hear you coming because your penis is through the ear hole and you're coming into their ear canal. Ear sex.
Wow. Our number twos were exactly the same.
I know.
That's crazy. People say that guys who wear a single earring are gay. I think a guy who performs anal sex on another guy is gay. But then again, I was never any good at flirting.
Is that your good one?
I don't know.
Let's hope not.
You be the judge.
I went to a gay wedding recently. I was shocked when they exchanged rings. They were yellow gold. How old-fashioned. You thought I was going to go cock rings on that one, but I didn't. Switcheroo.
Hashtag switcheroo.
Hashtag switcheroo.
Wow. We're heavy, heavy on the homosexuality on this one.
Yeah, I think I got one more. Yeah.
It's not just homosexuals who wear earrings. All right. So let me go into this one.
Tell it to my dad who didn't talk to me for a month after I got my ear pierced.
I think he already knew. That's why he didn't talk to you for a month? If you've ever met a hairy-chested greaseball wearing a necklace poking out of his shirt and thought, there goes the CEO of a big company, then you're probably only the second best salesperson at your Cricket Wireless mall kiosk.
Cricket Wireless. How do you know what size cock ring is the correct size? Seems like a lot of guesswork. I'll stick to using bread ties, thank you very much.
Oh, man. Wow.
It was a tough one.
We're on the same page here. Cock rings are cool. It says, I'm a guy who's all about the ladies. And I don't give a damn about peeing in seven different directions at the same time. So cool.
Is that what cock rings do?
It goes right through your urethra. I would imagine you start...
Oh, no. See, I'm not saying like a cock piercing. I'd say a cock ring.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Your turn.
That was all I had for cock rings.
All right, you ready? Oh. That's all you had for jewelry? I mean,
for jewelry, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just the ones you have on the table, your cock rings? All right, here's one you're going to love because you wrote the same exact fucking jokes. Mr. T was the first guy to ever make wearing jewelry cool. Or was it Liberace? Hey, wait a minute. Are they related? They don't look alike.
No.
How can they be related?
I don't know. Through marriage?
Hey, thanks, thanks, Lamps.
through marriage.
Wait, who? No. Mick 757?
Yeah, something like that.
Sweet.
Yeah, those were terrible.
Well, that was a train wreck.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have
terrible jokes.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, there you go.
All right, how many do you have for breastfeeding?
I got four.
I got three. All right. You go first.
And I have a wild card too.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
This country is losing its collective minds. Now people are up in arms about breastfeeding in public. What's next? I won't be able to milk my own prostate at Starbucks anymore?
Stupid.
Milk my own prostate at Starbucks.
I'd watch that. Worst part of a woman breastfeeding in public is the dumb look from the baby when I ask for a little swig off the old nippy dip. Kids are so selfish like that.
Swig.
That was the best. That was the best word I came up with.
Oh man, this is a dumb one. Breastfeeding in public is a beautiful thing. Two beautiful things, actually.
So dumb. Worst part of one breastfeeding in public is the chafing I get from my massive meat rod pressing into my jeans.
Oh my god. Breastfeeding in public is gross. If I wanted to see two flat, chalky tasting pancakes, I'd go to HIHOP on a Wednesday afternoon.
That was a good one. Why do people get so angry when they see breastfeeding in public? I pay top dollar to suck on those milk cannons.
Top dollar. Oh, man. What do you call a baby who drains his mom's boobs of all their milk? Serial killer.
Serial killer?
Yeah. Use breast milk as cereal.
Yeah. Stupid.
I have to take a whiz.
I'll try and keep everyone entertained.
All right.
Or I'll just try and pause it as well. I can't find the fucking mic. And we're back. Man.
Yeah.
Way to let out the steam of the whole train that was rolling.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I had to go take a piss.
Oh, a piss.
A piss.
A piss.
I had to take a piss.
I had to make a pee piss.
Do you like it on the face?
We're talking about
sweet old boobs and the beauty that is breastfeeding.
Did you ever take a little taste?
Yeah.
From your wife, I mean, when she was breastfeeding the kids.
You mean, no, I mean.
No, from another woman.
Yeah, that's gross. It's my wife. Yeah.
Show some goddamn respect. Well,
yeah, because you have to, you know, when you warm it up, you throw it on the old hand to see how hot it is. And then you lick it up.
It's a little slurpy slurp.
It is weird looking. Because
it's like a yellowish, right?
Yeah, and it's like...
It's really fatty, chalky. That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just what maybe I did.
Yeah.
I mixed it with legit chalk.
you mixed it with chalk.
I wanted them to be gymnasts, so I thought maybe if they ate chalk, they'd be good.
Instead, they have stunted growth.
They have what?
Stunted growth.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Yeah, they're taller than me, those little fucks.
Ah, they're beautiful boys. Yeah, we were talking about breastfeeding.
Sweet.
Did you see that thing that I sent you?
It reminds me of a mom of the week.
Mom. Or is it mom of the week? The week. Were we doing? Yeah, it was mom of the week.
It reminds me of a mom of the week story.
A few candidates for mom of the week.
And we decided we're going to put up a poll, and you guys get to decide who your favorite mom of the week is.
That's right. Stop leaning on us, you fucking lazy bastards. You're always...
Yeah. Look at our polls.
They're short and fat, content rich. This thing is fucking retarded.
How dare you?
It's axing me. It's axing me?
Yo, it's axing me.
It's axing me the following. Do I want to open or save image sync from image 8 pubematic.com?
I'm pretty sure you want to save that.
I think so.
Yeah, save
it
that.
It won't even...
Right to memory.
It won't let me do anything. All right.
Pubematic.
All right, let's go off of memory. So, mom arrested for...
Sexualizing breastfeeding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you watch the video?
I did not.
Did you read the article?
I did. I wonder why your fucking computer has a goddamn virus. Did you watch the video?
Not only did I did that, I looked it up, and then I got way down the rabbit hole.
Oh, you went deep into the rabbit hole of breastfeeding porn?
I've told you how I'm seriously attracted to pregnant ladies.
Yeah, it's a weird fetish you get.
I don't know. It's the pheromones, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you can't get the pheromones through a picture, okay, or a video.
No, you're in the circumference.
Oh, when you see one.
Yeah. No, I do. When I watch it on...
When you wank to preggers.
I'm not saying I've ever done that. Masturbated.
You've never done that.
No, I'm definitely not saying I've never done that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying...
You're not
that,
saying you always do that?
Listen, all I'm saying is
the only way that you jizz?
Ladies, you are beautiful when you're pregnant. You're disgusting afterwards, but you're beautiful.
Well, what's disgusting afterwards? Their vaginas.
Yeah. Huh. No. The whole thing. Just women in general.
Oh.
But when they're pregnant, my goodness.
I disagree.
# Handmaid's Tale.
I think they're beautiful always.
No, I know. They're always beautiful. But there's nothing more. I don't, for whatever reason, a pregnant lady, big pregnant, sexy as all hell. Because they're all filled out, you know?
I don't know. You're not even a boob guy. What does that even do for you?
The asses are huge. The hips are huge. Legs.
Yeah, getting ready to push that little fucker out.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me up help. Those hips. Yeah.
Let Willie help you.
Yeah, let me.
Shaky Will.
Yeah.
All up in there.
Yeah. I'll fucking motorboat that thing till
so
it comes
anyway,
out.
Ladies, if you're pregnant, I think you're beautiful. All right? Don't ever, ever.
Don't ever not be pregnant.
Think that you're a sea walrus. Ever.
But they did. But you're a real piece of shit for thinking that they would think that.
I am. So where were we?
Mom. You jerking off. Oh.
No. Nope. We were mom arrested for sexualizing breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So
she got off on all but one count. All
right. I didn't read it. So what's going on there?
So basically, she was posting videos of... You say you watched the video.
I was kidding.
Oh.
I guessed.
Tee-hee.
I guessed.
So basically, she was posting videos of her breastfeeding and like moaning, and
with a baby.
Yeah, you dingus.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. Bad mom.
Sit. You go to your room.
Sit, Ubu. Sit. Good dog.
Good dog. What's up, Boo Boo?
Ubu. It's Ubu.
I always thought it was Boo Boo.
No, it's Ubu. For sure. For shizzle.
The more you know.
So anyway.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And her quote was, "I am not a monster."
Yeah, she's the elephant woman.
Do you think she's a monster, though? Was she attractive?
No. Not to me.
So, okay. Breastfeeding is kind of weird. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with breastfeeding porn.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Pregnant porn?
Yeah.
I'm all about.
Guess where she was from, though?
Amsterdam.
That's what she looked like.
Okay. She could be worse. That could be worse.
Yeah, it could be. She was a piano teacher, and she is from Florida.
Really?
Of course she is.
I'd like to tickle those ivories.
Oh! Hey, there it is. Hey, that's that old, shitty jokes you do.
That's right. Let me, well, whatever. Shitty old jokes I do. How fucking dare you? I think I murdered you tonight.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's just simple breastfeeding, how-tos to graphic oily rub-downs, genital exposure, and what prosecutors say was sexual contact with the boy.
No.
Because it's sexual contact because she was sexualizing it.
Oh.
Like, hey, it's time. Suck on my tits. Yeah.
It's like Michael Buffer when he's like, it's time. Yeah,
he's actually in there.
Sucking on this titty.
Weighing in at 10 pounds, 11 ounces. Timmy.
Oh.
And in this corner with no morals whatsoever,
Dave Andelman from Arizona.
Dave Andelman?
Yeah.
Isn't that the dude from Phantom Gourmet?
Yeah. It is.
It is, right?
Phantom Gourmet was another... Wasn't that a public access television one?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good show. Like, they did restaurant reviews.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Eddie Andelman used to do the... his dad used to do the safari. The hot dog safari. Yeah. What was the old racetrack in just outside of
Suffolk
Boston?
Downs?
Suffolk Downs. Hot dog safari. Like, they just... He would go out there and eat hot dogs. That was the deal.
Yeah, he was
it was fucking huge.
Really?
He was huge.
I've never heard of it.
He ate a lot of hot dogs. Big fat guy? Mom arrested. All right, so that's one. That's okay. Number one.
Did you mom get your shit week. Working?
Yeah, well, sure. Sort of. All right, number two. Mom arrested for allowing 10-year-old son to get a tattoo by a teenage artist. So obviously that kid was just looking for some cash.
Yeah, it was a kid just like, the kid wasn't even 18, I don't think.
Given the tattoo?
Yeah.
I think
the kid was 16.
By the way, I just lied. This thing is not working.
Okay. I got that shit.
Let me call this bitch.
I got it on my telephone. Yeah.
10-year-old son, like, what the
And it's because, do you know why she did it?
Because she's from Arkansas?
No, because he wouldn't stop asking. And the kid doing the tattoo was 16 years old.
Really? What prison was this in?
It's unbelievable. It reminds me of one time I was
out with... A Britney Spears song?
No, I was out with one of my good friends from work. We were out with this other guy who I didn't really know too well, but he also worked with us. His name was Joe Dela Cruz.
Ooh.
And my buddy, Maddie Southwell, who fucked up all our audio.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Maddie.
We went to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, you did.
And, yeah, because, you know, that's what you do.
And you shot up the place with a bunch of bikers?
No, so the girl comes up, and, you know, she got her titties all out and stuff, but she got a shitty tattoo. And somehow we got talking about the tattoo, and she's like, yeah, I got it in the garage, you know, like 3 years ago. And... You know, it hurt, but it was okay. And I go, oh, so you've had hepatitis for 3 years now? And this kid, Joseph, he's still laughing to this fucking day that I said that to this girl. She's like, I don't have hepatitis. I'm like, all right, well.
Hepatitis. He's
like, I can't believe you said that to her. I'm like, yeah. That's what you say when someone...
A garage tattoo. What was it of?
It was fucking like a heart and arrow, you know, like a stupid shitty tattoo.
There's nothing worse than a... shitty tattoo, and I should know.
Do you know what's worse than a shitty tattoo?
A good one.
A shitty tattoo on a 10-year-old because their fucking mother's a dummy.
Because she was allegedly tired of the boy begging to get inked.
Yeah.
That's good news coverage for you. What did he get? Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was a face. You got the Mike Tyson face tattoo. It was fucking awesome.
No way.
Kid's a badass.
There's a video on there. They don't even tell you what he got.
Yeah, no.
It boggles my mind that she would let her son do that.
Yeah, they can't put, you know,
with the kid. The 16-year-old's got to get pinched too, right?
No, I mean, 16. I don't think that's, you know, what's the...
Wait a second. It's not necessarily illegal to tattoo a minor in Ohio.
No person shall... Ohio.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to open up a studio for underage tattoos.
That explains all that trash on LeBron James's arm. Guy must have been like 14 when he got that done. Although he was a fully formed man by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude was bench pressing 350. I saw a video of him like just practicing. And dude's jacked out of his mind too.
Yeah, he's roped.
Yeah. And a fucking philanthropist. It's
a
easy for
me. Philanthropist?
He's a philanthropist.
Okay. He loves floors?
He's a philanthropist. He waxes
philosophic about flooring?
You want to talk about fucking stumbling words, motherfucker? We'll get on this. Okay? But he's a philanthropist.
Well, he's got like $500 million.
Yeah. He don't have Jeff Bezos money, but he's pretty well off.
Jeff Bezos wishes he was LeBron James.
Do you know how much Jeff Bezos makes a minute?
I heard he made like he makes like $3 million like a day or something. Or
more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
A minute.
He makes monthly, he makes like $2 billion a month or more than that. Something like fucking insane.
Billion?
Billion.
See, those numbers are I was about to say something dumb again. numbers
it is the name
are
of the podcast.
They're outrageous. You know what I mean? Because like I was thinking about this today, the Conor McGregor's like $100 million deal or the $4 billion they sold that. That's not, they don't get a briefcase full of cash with $4 billion. They get like options and there probably is performance things that they have to meet.
Yeah, I mean, it's contracts, but you know, most of that went up that guy's fucking nose. What a letdown.
Who, Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
You think he's doing lines?
What?
Rails? Blowing rails?
Unbelievably.
No.
Yeah.
Where do you get this info?
Dude, I'm fucking connected in the MMA world.
I don't think this is...
I trained for like a week at Joe Lozon's gym, okay? I know things.
Joe Lozon?
Yeah.
From Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah.
Tough?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait, season one or season two?
I think he was... Nah, I think it was like four or five.
Oh. All right. Well, that's... Well,
good. I mean, he's won... I think still he's the number one fight of the night winner. Prize winner.
He's got number one worst hairline, too. Comes down like about a centimeter above his eyebrows.
I know.
Have you met him? So did you mix it up with him?
Yeah, and his brother Dan Lozon.
He said, I'm going to make you a champion. And by Friday, he was like, I need you to leave.
He's like,
you leave the gym.
You check bounced.
and you're like, no, it didn't. It got cash. And he said, either way,
yeah,
I need
way.
You to leave.
Yeah, it's time for you to go. And I go, but, you know, I outweigh you. I'm bigger than you. And he's like, I will crunch you in half, you fat loser.
Did you see any of that fight this weekend?
I just watched the videos that I could find.
On YouTube?
Yeah. And
that guy, Khabib, is a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But, you know, Conor did worse. He, you know, he smashed up that bus and, you know, he did it.
No, I meant, that part.
In the fight, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody called my parents terrorists and did all that shit, I'd probably jump the fence too and try to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I mean,
his buddy who jumped in and cold cocked him in the back of the head, that's fucked up.
It is.
But no, the fight itself, where
Khabib just murked him.
His grappling ability, like, is unbelievable.
He's an Olympic level grappler. Do you see the videos of him wrestling bears when he was a baby?
No. Get the fuck out of here wrestling bears.
Okay.
No, leave. It's ridiculous. I won't have it. I want to have it in the TISD North studio.
Dare you say those things to me?
He was wrestling a bear?
Yeah.
Like a baby bear?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably a bear with all his teeth pulled out, but
and
he was
claws?
Wrestling a bear. But he was like a kid.
Wrestling a bear?
Yeah. That's all they do in Dagestan is wrestle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do they call him, the dagger?
They call him the bomber.
They call him. He was all over him like a spider monkey. I mean, he was glued to him.
Yeah, it's a boring ass fight when they do that, but you know.
I was intrigued. I watched it all on YouTube illegally.
Like when it was.
Sorry, Dana White.
When it was over, did you Dana White all over your underwear?
I did. I did. That was awesome.
Yeah,
was
the fight was over. And I just pulled up my pants and I went to bed.
So it sounds like 14 Finches saw it live though. The whole 14 Finches crew.
Yeah, they went out somewhere. I forgot my invite. Must have got lost in the mail.
No, didn't he ask where everyone was watching it and then went to go watch it somewhere else?
I think
was
that Jimmy. I think Jimmy, yeah.
That was super fan Jimmy Mafa.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right, let's get back to Mom of the Week because we went way off the fucking rails.
Mom of the Week.
Mom sues for age sex discrimination after teen son fails to make varsity soccer team.
Oh, did you read that one?
Oh, my God.
I didn't read it.
It's basically a fucking helicopter parent. Kid didn't make varsity. He's okay. A junior.
Yeah.
The school rule is...
Everybody makes varsity.
No. Oh. School rule is if you don't make varsity, you don't get to play. You don't get to play in JV because JV is... Juniors can't play on JV.
Got it.
And she said, well, if the girls don't make it, they can play JV.
Yeah.
So that's sexual discrimination. I want my son to play on the JV team.
So mom went bananas.
Yeah. And the son must just be there going, Mom, please fucking stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. I look like the biggest loser. You know, and if he's not, guess what, kid? Hey, listen up.
Yeah.
You're a loser. Okay? You didn't make the fucking team, you know?
That's awful.
Yeah. You know, how about you hit the gym, start running? Maybe you'll make varsity next year, you fucking dink.
I did have a similar story like that recently that I was involved with. My son was told that he couldn't dress up like Harry Potter for his school pictures, and I went section fucking eight.
You got food stamps?
I got food stamps. Yeah. I'm living in government housing. I went, so he had a teacher. They do a switch class thing where you have like, you know, your homeroom and then you go for math and science somewhere else and English, another teacher. So one of his teachers told him, absolutely, you can get dressed up, you know, get dressed up. It's pretty fun. You can do whatever you want. Encourage the entire class. And no one except for him wanted to do it. So he decided he was going to dress up like Harry Potter, lightning bolt in the forehead, everything that morning, goes to school. You're not allowed to wear costumes or anything else to school. For whatever reason, I'm not even sure it's a public school. I don't know what the fuck the deal is, but can't wear it. So he put it in his bag. They said, line up for pictures. He pulls it out. His homeroom teacher says, no, you're not allowed to do that. So he got upset. He was upset. Didn't mean he wasn't crying, but he came home and he was bummed out. Like, oh, I was supposed to do that. Meanwhile, he takes a fucking picture with a lightning bolt on his forehead with no context. It's like he had the glasses, he's got the wand and the whole garb.
Yeah.
So he comes home and he's upset. I'm not much of a homework dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not much of a, hey, where are the kids right now, dad? But he came home with that one and I was like, oh, I'm fucking, that's it.
This is where I shine.
So I had
Watch this, son.
Entire strategy where I just laid the breadcrumbs for this teacher to back her in a corner. I was like, hey, I was kind of disappointed that, you know, he couldn't wear his outfit. He planned on wearing it, you know, all week. And then it comes time and you said he couldn't. I just don't understand. Can you explain me what happened? And she writes back, well, it's a school policy. And I was like,
Gotcha,
motherfucker.
You fucking bitch.
So I gave her pictures, screenshots of teachers getting dressed up in the yearbook. And I was like, and other kids, I was like, can you explain to me if it's the policy why this gets to happen? How come teachers get to do it? Can you explain this to me? I still don't understand. How am I supposed to explain this to him? I was going fucking off via email. And then
he used all caps and everything.
She sent it over to the principal. The principal was out and got back to me and was like, oh, it's a misunderstanding. But the entire time my wife was like, what is your fucking problem? This is a woman who makes like $30,000 a year. You're giving her a hard time.
What?
And
what
I was
does
like,
money have to do with
it? I was like, exactly. It's got nothing to do with it. It has to do with the fact.
You pity her? For...
She said.
That's bullshit.
She said it was a policy. She's wrong. I want an explanation.
Yeah.
The kid deserves an explanation if one teacher says one thing and the other teacher says.
Not only that, but who gives it? It's not like he was dressing up as a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for Harry Potter.
That was last year. I mean, I can understand why last year they told him he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's explainable.
Yeah. That little mustache was unacceptable.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So, Mom of the Week.
One more and then we're done.
Yeah.
Massachusetts woman arrested as police investigate allegations children were kept in cages.
Well,
I get it.
I get it too.
Yeah.
You fucking lock them up. Oh, I mean, you were exposed to my kids for a half an hour tonight.
Yeah.
Maniacs.
Nah, they're all right.
I'd lock them in a cage if I could.
You lock them in their room. What's the difference between a cage and a room, really?
In a cage, I can throw food at them.
Yeah. And they can it's actually better, if you think about it. Exactly. Open air.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can look at the stars.
Especially here where there's no fucking AC.
Oh, no, I keep them outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids or the cage?
Anyone. So she's from Taunton. Taunton.
Taunton, Mass.
Yeah.
So I put them in a fucking cage.
Yeah. What of it?
They were mouthing off.
I was drinking my Dunkies and they fucking were bothering me.
I said, Tommy, you better get the fuck home. These kids are fucking going nuts. I'm putting them in the cage. I don't care what the fuck you say. Shut your fucking mouth. You're not home with them all day.
Mom?
Oh, shit.
Man, sounded just like my mom. Put you in a cage. No, my mother's a saint. Don't say that thing.
Saint Kathy?
So, yeah, she's a piece of shit. I don't, you know.
So how do they find out the kids were in the cage?
They basically heard Smashing Pumpkins, and she was singing in public, despite all my rage, I still lock my kids in a cage. They're like, what? What did she just say?
They were like, Denise, no fucking way. Yeah, come over to my house. I'll fucking show you.
True, yeah. Yeah. I feed him fucking cheese and everything.
I went to PetSmart. I got a fucking cage. Holy shit, this broad looks like she's got a slick back hairdo. Hang on, let me scroll down.
She does, yeah.
I bet she's a tomcat in the sheets. Hang on.
Dude, the fucking lower back tattoo on this one has got to be just unbelievable.
The tribal?
Yeah.
The tribal is going to go all the way.
Wait till you guys see this broad. She is a winner.
Melissa Joan Hart. Oh, Melissa Joan Hope. And the picture's from Pinterest. What? Well, this is a fucking mugshot. Are we putting, like, Pinterest mugshots up now? Boy, she looks like
mine says Taunton Police Department. I don't know why yours says Pinterest.
I'm looking at People Magazine.
Oh.
In the bottom right-hand corner. Are you on the People Magazine?
Dude, link? I'm on People Magazine link.
Yeah. Look at the picture. Lower right-hand corner. Pinterest. P. No.
Mine doesn't have that.
There's the P right there.
No.
You know what? Chris Harris was all over this one. He's on Twitter. I wonder if he's verified. Chris Harris wrote this one.
Damn. Because he's a good writer.
Let's see. Where the hell did she... Hope's husband denied the allegations that the officers were the aggressors against the wife. The Taunton Police Department kicked my door in like a fucking drug dealer. They proceeded to assault my wife and make false charges. Drugs.
They took all my drugs. I wasn't dealing. I was using.
After entering the apartment, a Taunton police officer was allegedly assaulted by Miss Hope.
You sound just like when they do the newscasts. That's exactly what they sound like.
And Hope was immediately placed under arrest. We took her into custody.
No one was harmed. Good job to all the officers involved.
Thanks to Officer Davis, Officer O'Malley, Officer Smitty.
What's up, Officer Fitzy? We're going out for brew dogs later.
Shout out to McNeely, the guy's a fucking man.
Shout out to Bobby Orr, just because. Fucking legend.
And Brady's the goat.
Ortiz, we love you.
Oh, man. According to the Gazette, Hope allegedly grabbed an officer in the area of his throat and neck and pushed him with significant... Ah, there goes my fucking... My fucking battery just died.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, it's been an hour.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Anyway.
So, if I had to pick through all of those...
Yeah.
Yeah, that means probably because she's not afraid to show her big milky titties. I guess to go with her. Although, you know...
Listen, if I want some alone time, I'm going with the one that locks the kid in the cages, because there's no way.
Yeah.
Unless the cages are in the room, in which case that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just go. You know that that soccer mom's got a lot of pent up
energy. What?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nah. No,
she's like, she hasn't been fucked in so long. That's why she has all this energy. She would cream all over her jeans.
I bet she's as
she's creaming her jeans.
I bet she's as disgusting as that Pacific trash mound that just circles around the Pacific Ocean.
All right, you guys let us know what you're thinking, because this whole thing It's been so dumb.
It's been pretty fucking dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.